The Faithful Hall of Fame, Joseph. This is Joseph.
Hey!
Who was the son of Israel and Rachel. But he had 11 brothers who hated him and sold him into slavery.
Yeep.
After being put in jail, Joseph told of the future of Egypt when he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams. And Joseph found favor with the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh made Joseph a leader in his kingdom. Just as Joseph had told the Pharaoh, Egypt had 7 years of abundance. Then the 7 years of abundance came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. But the Egyptians had food to eat because Joseph had planned for the famine. There was famine in all the other lands, and many came to Joseph to buy food. There was even a famine in the land that Joseph came from. So when Israel heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent his sons to buy some.
Yeah!
But Israel did not send Benjamin with the others. Because he was afraid that harm might come to him. When Joseph's brothers came to him, Joseph recognized them. But he pretended to be a stranger.
Aha!
So Joseph decided to test his brothers. He had his interpreter tell them to send for Benjamin, who had stayed home.
Him.
And then he threw his brothers in jail for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph let all but one of the brothers take grain to their starving households with the instruction to bring Benjamin back. But Joseph provided for his brothers' journey and gave them grain and silver. The brothers did exactly as Joseph instructed, as they were scared that God was punishing them for what they had done to Joseph so many years before. They traveled home to their father's house,
yippee!
Then back to Egypt. Now that he had seen that they brought Benjamin, Joseph was overwhelmed, so he released the brother who was still in prison.
Yeah.
But Joseph decided to play one more trick on his brothers. He sent the brothers away but told his servant to hide his silver cup in Benjamin's bag. Then Joseph told the servant to go after the brothers and retrieve the cup. The brothers hadn't traveled far before the servant stopped them and accused them of stealing the cup. Joseph could no longer control himself before his attendants. He made them leave so he could be alone with his brothers, and he told his brothers who he really was.
Ta-da!
He told them of his life and all he had experienced, and he forgave them for what they had done. God was with Joseph and took care of him and showed him favor.